Do you yearn for life today? Because you need to stoke that fire. You need to demand of this life the joy that's there, that God has ordained, that's waiting for you, that you'll come into in this Christmas season, but everything is set against it. And the world doesn't sell it. And it's there to be appropriated. As we read the scripture, appropriate that. They had no child. And now in verse 8, while he was serving as a priest before God, when his division was on duty and the custom of the priesthood, he was chosen by lot. Not by the guy. He was chosen by a roll of the dice to enter the temple of the Lord and burn incense. The righteous, yes, they were righteous. But luck of the draw put that guy in there. Now, I don't believe in luck. And I'll tell you why I don't believe in luck. Because the scripture tells me in Proverbs 16, verse 33, the lot is cast into the lap, but its every decision is from the Lord. That's what it says in your pew Bible that you're reading there. In the New Living Translation, it says, we may throw the dice, but the Lord determines how they fall. I like that. Except it makes me think about The Sting with Paul Newman and stuff. So I don't know why dice has to be in it. But there's something about, what's the Uman and Thuman, right? The guy reaches in, it doesn't say what it is, but he reaches it in and it's a yes, no sort of a thing. Some people say it was a black stone and a white stone, and he reaches and he grabs one. Oh, that means yes, right? Some people are like, oh, magic eight ball. Should I go to work today? Nope. I guess I'm not getting up, right? And does that anybody do that? Lot is how this guy got to work that day. Wow. But just the right guy at just the right time from the right family, and this kid's going to be special. The whole multitude of the people were praying outside at the hour of incense, it tells us in verse 10. The multitude were praying outside. Alva Baptist Church, they came to the prayer meeting. They were there. If there are important things, are you praying, church? Are you praying? Maybe the prayer meeting for Alva Baptist Church needs to be at another time when everyone can make it. But did we just read in that story, and did you feel good that people were praying for Zechariah while he was in there? Maybe we should just have a once a year, everybody be there prayer meeting, like this day when he was before the Lord, this day of atonement, where the blood goes on the altar. The only time that the priest goes in and stands before God. And if he has sin, he'll die. Everyone's outside praying. They're praying something. And he's praying. And look what happens. There appeared to him an angel of the Lord standing on the right side of the altar of incense. Nobody gets in there. Do you have this experience in life? Where you walk by a mirror and you turn on a light and you, whoa! Have you ever, you know, you've been really focused on something and someone comes in, you don't notice they enter the room and they talk and you go, Hoo-chippa! Right? This angel showed up and that's what it says. It says, Zechariah was troubled when he saw him and fear fell upon him. I don't know if it was that, but it was like, boom! And the angel said what all angels say when people see angels. So if you see one and you go, meh, maybe you're not seeing one. Right? The angel said to him, do not be afraid. Every angel's first words, either get up off the ground, do not be afraid. Zechariah, for your prayer has been heard. Your prayer has been heard. Pray and have prayers that have been heard. Don't ask, don't receive. Guaranteed. You do not have because you do not ask, the scripture tells us. Ask, and it will be answered. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. Not write a blank check, put as many zeros as you want on the end. God will pay the bill. But are not all things in my hand to give as I see fit? And will you not come to me, the Lord of all the earth? Will he not do well? Think about it. How much on account never drawn upon in the prayerless life? The angel said to him, "Don't be afraid. Your prayer has been heard, and your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you shall call his name John. And you will have joy and gladness, and many will rejoice at his birth, for he will be great before the Lord." Yeah. Joy to the world. Yeah. Yeah. Peace. Peace. For all men on whom God's favor rests, with whom he's pleased. You like peace and goodwill toward men? I like that. But I'm here to draw out of the scripture that I know that you know this stuff, but what do we do about living it outside of this room? Yeah, preach, finish by 12. All of this pertains to life and needs to change you inside to be different outside. This is why we come here to this time. This is formation. And the scripture says, many will rejoice.